transmitted, man. I'm going to jump right into this word and then give you the little message that the Lord's put on my heart for today. I'm going to read to you briefly from Colossians chapter 3. I think I'm going to read verse 12 through 14. Okay, and it says, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, you so must also do for them. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection." And so, man, what I really want to talk to you about in here is bearing with one another. There's a lot that we can dig into on the scripture, but I had the pleasure and the opportunity of spending some time talking with one of our brothers and really hearing what's going on in the world today and how it absolutely affects them. And for me, not understanding the complete effects of it, because I don't walk in that man's shoes, and that man don't walk in my shoes. So obviously we're going to see things a bit differently, but even though we see things differently, as the man that we're standing next to, and in man, I'm talking general here. It could be a woman, a person, but they could be walking through some stuff, and you could be walking through some stuff. And the Lord tells us, right, that we should be bearing with one another. So we should be walking through it with each other and considering what that other person is going through. And so, as I was talking with this man, I had some revelations on, as much as I really thought I understood, what some people may be going through in particular situations. I really don't. And so until you can really put on their shoes and walk through it, we never really will. So I just ask you, man, you know, as we're walking through life and walking through this world, and where we have influence at work, we have influence in the public places when we're in the stores or wherever we're at, right? We have influence on the roads while we're driving. And that person that is driving slow in front of you or fast in front of you, whatever the case may be, just think and ask yourself, am I bearing with one another in these situations? Am I considering what is going on in the other person's life or could be going on in the other person's life? Or am I just concerned about what's going on in mine and how it's affecting me? And like he said here, you know, above all these things, put on love. And really, that's the thing that we've got to do is love. Like, right? So the first commandment and the second commandment, you know, is to love, right? And for us, man, love is, it can be hard. It can be hard for us to show it. It can be hard for us to do it. And so I eagerly ask you to, in your prayers, stay fervent and ask God for new ways to show you how to love each other more, how to bear with one another more, and how to forgive each other more as we walk and we grow on this earth. And I would ask him that with everything, with every relationship that you have, right? With your children. You know, if you're still raising children, Lord, help me to bear with my children, to understand what my 12-year-old is going through, because I'm not 12 years old anymore. Help me try to understand that and be with them. My wife, you know, she doesn't have the same emotions I do. She handles things differently than I do. Lord, help me to bear with her and understand what she's going through and how she's explaining it. And so, man, that's my message for you this evening. I hope that it inspires and touches at least one person. Hope it inspires and touches every one of you. But if one person, it's always, always, always worth it. So, Lord, I thank you for giving me this opportunity. And I thank each and every one of you for watching it. God bless you all.